aunts and my uncles, when they were, after they were married, there was a time where they were unable to have children, and so they, later on they were, but the first two children that they had, they adopted them, and one of their sons, their one son, they adopted a boy and a girl, their one son was the same age as me, or he is the same age as I am. We're only a couple months different, and I was born in February, and he was born in April. And while we were growing up, I always knew that he was adopted. But in terms of those family relationships and things like that, the fact that he was adopted didn't really change anything. And in fact, I was probably actually growing up, I was probably actually closer to him than I was to my my other cousins that were, actual blood relatives. And as he grew up in the family, his mom and dad, they treated him just like all the other kids. They treated him as had him baptized, make sure he went to catechism, made his first communion, confirmation, all those different sorts of things. And when he was, when he was naughty, he received, discipline just like all the other kids. And so that idea of adoption is something that we're familiar with in our culture, and we see it as something good. And the person that is adopted into that family, they become a part of that family. Even though they may not have genetic DNA relationship with the other people, they're still a member of the family, and they're still a part of the family, and a real part of that family. And so it's using this image of adoption that St. Paul speaks to us about the new relationship that we have with our Father in heaven through, with, and in Jesus Christ. And he starts out this beautiful passage from Ephesians, the first chapter of Ephesians, and he starts with this hymn: "Blessed be God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish. In love, he destined us for adoption." So what he's recalling to us is that each one of us is special in God's eyes, because in God's eyes, he has, before the foundation of the world, he chose us. He picked us. He wanted to be in a relationship with us. And not just any kind of a relationship, but he adopts us. That he makes us one of his own. That he allows us to share in that relationship that he has with his own natural son through the power of grace and through that gift. In accord with the favor of his will, for the praise and glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved. So in and through the beloved Jesus Christ, we have received this gift in our baptism. Because in him, we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of our transgressions, so that the gift that God has given to us, the gift of salvation, the gift of his grace, the gift of his mercy, it is something that we always want to be aware of. And to realize that the truth that no matter what difficulties we encounter in life, that we are loved, that we are chosen, that we are special. In accordance with the richness of the grace he has lavished upon us, in all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will according with his favor, that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ in heaven and on earth. So in and through Jesus then, and through the revelation that he gives us, he shows us what we are. He shows us not only what we are, what we've been made through our baptism, but he shows us what we are called to be. The incredible, the high gift that we are called to aspire to, that we are called to attain in both in this life and in the next. Because in him, and he says again, we were also chosen. destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory. So when the Father gives us this incredible gift, it elevates us. And it shows the Father's power. It shows the Father's glory. That he set us in a new relationship with him. In him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. So that indelible mark that we receive, that seal, in Greek the word sphragis, that we receive on our soul first in our baptism, and then again it's strengthened in our confirmation, it puts on us that image of Jesus. So that when the Father looks at us, he sees his own Son. He recognizes us. He loves us. In the same way that he loves his own eternally begotten Son, Jesus Christ. This is, you know, if this isn't enough to you know, make your head explode, you know, nothing will. This is amazing. When we think about the gift that we have. So what the church is inviting us and what St. Paul is inviting us is first of all to really thank God for this incredible gift that we've been given, that we are now the children of God. To have hearts full of thanks for this gift. The second thing that St. Paul invites us to, and the church invites us to, is to recall that now that we are the children of God, now that we have this most high calling, now that we have been chosen by God, is that we have to act like children of God. You know, I'm sure my parents thought at times when I was growing up, they was like, this can't possibly be our child, you know, with him misbehaving like this. He's not acting like ours. Our children would be perfectly behaved. They would never be, no. But we must behave like children of God. Because when we act like children of God, that first of all tells God, thank you for the gift. And second of all, it enables us to unfold the gift of his love, to unfold the gift of his grace, so that we might have the fullness of this gift. So that that gift might touch every part of our heart. So that that gift of his grace might touch every part of our life. So we must be thankful and we must accept this gift and live according to the heart and live in harmony with this gift. So that we can unfold it. Because as we receive the fullness of this gift, then that enables us to be an instrument of his love in the world. When we follow the commandments, when we live as children of God, that enables us to communicate the love of God, to communicate true love. When we sin, we're not able to communicate real love. And so this is the gift that God has given us. God has given us the gift of love, and so we must be thankful for it, to accept the gift of love, live in harmony with the gift of love, so that we may go out and share God's love, so that we may make God's love visible in the world and invite others to be drawn into the mystery of God's love. Because when we love as God loves, there's something about that that makes other people want to receive that gift. There's something that draws. If you think about the great saints, you know, like Mother Teresa, she just had a capacity to draw people. People wanted to go to her. People wanted to work with her. Why? Because she loved God. And when they were in her presence, they experienced God's love. Because she lived it out. And she lived it to the full. And so in our lives, we want to really pray for two things. First of all, to pray for a grateful heart and pray for an understanding that we really understand what it means to be a child of God. And secondly, we want to pray for the strength of spirit and the strength of will to be able to live out our spiritual adoption, to manifest to the world that we truly are the children of God. Because when we live in this way, then we will be able to share this gift of God's life in the gift of God's love. Because St. Paul finishes here, he says, You were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance. Our inheritance as children of God is to be in heaven forever, to have eternal happiness, eternal life, eternal joy. So the first installment of that in the Spirit is something that we receive now. So God wants to give us His gift of joy and the gift of His peace. So that as we receive this gift, that even during times of trial and even during times of difficulty, we may be a faithful witness of His love in the world around us. So let us really continue to think about that, the truth. We are the adopted children of God. So let us really thank God for the incredible gift that we've been given to be His children. And pray for the strength always to live as children of God, to manifest that love to the world.